Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Tzadi Hei in Meseches Shabbos, the 157th daf in Shas. We pick up four lines from the bottom, discussing the Mishnah that had given us different Isurei Derabanan according to Chachamim, which were Isurei Doraisa according to Rebbe Eliezer. We will now discuss a couple of those examples in the Mishnah. And the case that we're going to discuss are Godeles, Kocheles, and Pokeses. Godeles is someone who, a woman who braids her hair. Kocheles is to paint, like eyeshadow. Pokeses, we discussed yesterday, there are different opinions, but let's now translate to part her hair. Says the Gemara, Godeles, Kocheles, and Pokeses, my mechaiva. What exactly is the chiyuv on these things? Amar Rabbi Yavan, Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, Godeles Mishum Oreges. If when it comes to braiding her hair, that's the Isra of Oreg. Kocheles, painting Mishum Koseves. That's considered as if she wrote. Pokeses, for parting the hair, Mishum Tava, it's like sewing. Excuse me, spinning. See, you're in Israel for a short while and all the innings sound the same. So, Tviya is spinning. Rashi gives two explanations for how parting the hair is spinning. If she moves the hair and spreads this out so that it's similar to spreading out the wool when one spins the wool to turn it into thread. Or, according to the second pshat that we had learned yesterday, that the Isra of Pokeses is that she puts a cream on her face to make her face reddish, so then making of the cream often requires to flatten the cream out like into small threads. Amru Rabbanan Kameidu Rabbi Avo, the Gemara continues. Rabbanan said to Rabbi Avo a very interesting question. V'chiderech ariga bekach, v'chiderech siva bekach, v'chiderech tviya bekach. Is this a normal way either to weave or to write or to spin? And how could it be that the Mishnah is going to say there'll be asur either derabanan or midoraisa? Elamar v'evolu didim efarshle minei Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina. I heard the following explanation: Kocheles mishum tzovas, that the isser of putting on the makeup is an isser of tzovea, painting, not writing. Godeles upokeses mishum bone. However, when it comes to making the hair, so there the isser is an isser of bone. Gemara immediately asks, how are you doing bone? V'chider b'inyu b'kach, is this a normal way to build? In answers the Gemara. The Gemara introduces a fascinating sheet over here. Kedarish Rabbi Shimon ben Menasseh. Rabbi Shimon ben Menasseh taught, Vayivin Hashem Elokim asat sela. The Pasuk says that Kadosh Baruch Hu built from the rib of Adam HaRishon, Chava. Chazal have an interesting drasha on that Pasuk. As the Gemara continues, Melamed comes to teach us what is Vayiven, Shekliya HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shekila, excuse me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Chava, Kadosh Baruch Hu braided Chava, Ve'via Eitzel Adam, and then brought her to Adam. Shekain, Bikroche Ayam, Korin L'Kliisa Benisa, because in the cities on the river, on the sea, they call the word of braiding Benisa, building. So here the Gemara says an amazing chiddush. After we've darshan the pasuk vayiven that Kadosh Baruch Hu also braided Chava's hair, then according to the poskim, the explanation becomes the following: that the braiding, which is a form of boneh, because kliya is called biner, becomes an iser derabanan of bone. According to most poskim, it doesn't mean it's an iser deraisa. It'll be an iser derabanan of bone. According to Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah, maybe it's a deraisa. However, according to Chachamim, it's only an iser derabanan. But nevertheless, because the pasuk describes as a form of binyan, even though it's hard pressed to really connect this to the standard binyan that we have, nevertheless, once the Torah says it, that's how it is, and it would be an asmachta adid rabbanon according to the chacham. Tanya, the Gemara continues, Rav Shimon ben Elazar oimer goydeles koycheles upalkeses la'atzma p'tur. If she does it for herself, then she's exempt. L'chaverta chayes. But she does it for a friend, then she's going to be chayev. Rashi explains that when she does it for herself, it's very, very hard for it to come out nice. Rather, the way in which most women have the hair braided is they have someone else braid their hair for them. Therefore, the Isser Daraisa, according, presumably, Rabbi Shimon Elazar is going in consonance with Rabbi Eliezer, according to them, is only if a woman does it for her friend. Rabbi Shimon Elazar, I'm a Mishum Rabbi Eliezer. Ishalo Savir Srak al Panel, Mepinesh et Sovas. And similarly, a woman is not supposed to put a reddish makeup on her face because of the Isser of Tzoveya, as we said above, that the Isser is Tzoveya when it comes to putting up on makeup. Now that the Gemara has discussed Bona, the Gemara gives another couple of interesting examples that might be, that are connected to the Isser of Bona, and the Gemara begins to delve into the cheese making process. Tan Rabban Hacholev, someone who milks. In other words, he milks an animal. Vahamichabetz, someone who separates the whey from the milk itself and begins the process of hardening, turning the milk into a congealed form. In the time of Chazal, they would put the milk into the keva. It would be put inside an intestine of the animal that had the enzyme that sped up the process of congealing it. And finally, v'hamigabein, ultimately turning it into these congealed pieces into cheese, into a block of cheese. All of them, says our Brisa, have the shear of Isser Kegrogris. That's the amount of Isser. V'hamichabed, someone who sweeps up. V'hamirabed, someone who pours down water on the ground. Before we were sweeping from the ground, pouring water on the ground. V'haroda eschalos devash, and someone who takes out honeycombs. Shogag b'Shabbos chayv chatas, all of the above. If he does it b'Shogag on Shabbos chayv chatas, his it b'yomtov lo garbaim. If he was mazed on yomtov, he gets 40 lashes. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. This is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Chacham marim echadzeh v'echadzeh eino ela mishum shvus. The Rabbanan say that it's an iser d'Rabbanan, but it's not an iser d'Araisa. We will see shortly that this is a list, a laundry list of different malachos that potentially one could be over, whether d'oraisa or d'rabban, as per the machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. We will see that one of them is bona, hence a continuation of the above Gemara. Rav Nachum bar Gurya iklu l'Narada. Rav Nachum bar Gurya went to visit Narada. Bo mine. And they asked of him the following shayla: Cholev mishum mai mechayev. Why is milking chayev? Amar lahu mishum cholev. He said milking is also because it's milking. Mechabetz, that we mentioned, is separating the liquid from the thicker parts of the milk. Mishum mai mechayev. Why is that chayev? Amar lahu mishum mechabetz. He said chayev is also because mechabetz. The guy mishum mai mechayev mishum mishal gabim, repeating himself. Amar lehi, they said to him, Rabcha, this, your master, this big Talmud Chacham in Narada, from outside of Narada, who's come to visit Narada, is just someone who's cutting off reeds. This is a fascinating expression. He's cutting off reeds, in other words, he doesn't understand that he just answers, it's Asr because of this. But he's just cutting off a reed. And he's not processing anything or understanding it. Fascinating expression of someone who just quotes and doesn't understand. Have also shal be midrasha. So they went, and they Rav Nachman went, and he asked the shayla in the base medrash, why exactly is it asur? Amrulei, and they explained to him, choylev, when it comes to milking chayim mishum mefarik, it's chayiv for an iser of tolada of dosh. Here Rashi explains that it's as if you're discharging a weight from inside of the animal. That's the first explanation. Tosvos analyzes exactly what is the Isser involved over there in Ayin Gimel which is me ayin dalid amud beis. Rashi then gives another explanation that he rejects. And some say that the iser mefarik is kotzer, cutting off, but Rashi goes with the opinion that it is dash. Mechabetz, we mentioned the separation from the solids of the milk and the liquid. Chayiv mishum borer, that's selecting, and it's aser, iser borer. Megabein, the making of the cheese, chayiv mishum boner. That's why we brought this whole brice up, because here we're introduced to another example of boner that's possible to build a food as well. Hamechabed, hamarbeitz, varoda chalas dvash, shogu b'shabes chayiv chatos. All of these malachos of that we described earlier of cleaning out the house and sprinkling of water and taking out the honeycomb, that we learned that on Shabbos Chayiv Chatos, that on Yom Tov there's Malkus according to Rabbi Eliezer. I'm Rabbi Lozer, my time under Rabbi Eliezer, what's the rationale? Dichsiv, as the Pasuk says in Shmuel Aleph, Vayitbol Osa bi Oros Devash. The Pasuk describes that Yonasan, the son of Shaul, ate after a exhausting war, and he had not heard his father's command that no one is allowed to eat. And what did he dip his staff in? So he dipped his staff into dvash. Asks the Gemara, v'chima inyan yar etzel dvash. Why is it described as yaras dvash? It should be a honeycomb. Forest of honey? A yar is generally a forest. Just like when it comes to a forest, one who cuts from it is over an iser chatos. So too, someone who cuts from a honeycomb is over an iser doraisa. Gemara continues. Amemar shara zilcha. Amemar allowed for someone to pour out water on the house. B'mechuzah amar taima mayam rabbanan dil ma'asa shvui gumas. The rationale for the iser is that if you're going to pour out water and cleaning up the house, you're going to come to make a hole, hacha like a gumos, but over there in mechuzah there are no holes, hence Amemar allowed it. Rava tosva ashche lervina de kamitzar mehevola. Rava meant Ravina, that was in pain, was bothered by the dust that was around. Va'amrila, and some presented, Markshisha Brei de Rava, Markshisha, the son of Rava, Ashkechei de Ravashi, found Ravashi, and Mitzar Mahavle. Amrila, either way, Rava, let's say, said to Ravina, Lo Savar Lamar, Lohad de Sanya, you don't hold. Harotzal Rabba says, Beso b'Shabbos, maybe areva, you could add water into the house so that the dust doesn't kick up. You could add melei mayim v'rochitz panim b'zavizu. Now, what do you do with the water? You can't add it directly, but rather wash your face in this corner. Yadav b'zavizu, and wash your hands in this corner. Ragla b'zavizu, v'nimtza abayis misrabitz me'elov. And then you get around the Isser Derabbanan. Because we're only talking about Isser Derabbanan, there's no Isser of adding water onto the ground. The Isser is that once you're going to allow people that, then they're going to start cleaning their whole house and make holes. However, if you add a little bit of water over here, a little bit of water over here, it's not going to be a problem. Amalei, so Ravina responded, Lav adatoi, I was not aware of this idea. Another example of this, Heter, the Gemara continues, Tana. Isha chachama marbetza spesa b'Shabbos, a woman who's wise can add water to her house on Shabbos, and that will cause less dust to kick up. Va'idna, the svir like Rabbi Shimon, shari afilu chatchila. And now that we paskin, according to Rabbi Shimon, then it would be permissible to add water directly. As Rashi explains, we're now referring to the other opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Yesterday we spoke about the opinion Malach Hashem Tzrich Legufa, according to Rabbi Shimon. Now we're talking about Dover Shein Miskavin. The Rabbi Shimon holds Dover Shein Miskavin is Mutter. And since when the person in the house adds the water to the ground, their intention is not to create a hole. Rather, their intention is only to make sure that the dust does not rise, then it would be permissible according to Rabbi Shimon. Bezras Hashem, we begin the next Mishnah, three lines from the bottom on Sadi Hei Amin Aleph. Hatoilesh me'otzitz nakuf. An individual that cuts from a plant, a flower pot, that has a hole in it, chayiv. We're going to learn that a flower pot with a hole, no matter if it's in the ground or even above the ground, it is prohibited to cut. In our case of the Mishnah, it's even an Iser Doraisa. It's considered attached to the ground. It's considered mechubar. That's the operative word. Chayif v'sheina nakav potter. Rabbi Shimon potter b'zel b'zel. However, Rabbi Shimon holds that he's potter in both instances. Asks the Gemara, Rami le Abai le Rav. Abai asks the following question of Rav. Amri le Rabbi Chia barav le Rav. Tnan, Rabbi Shimon potter b'zel b'zel. We learn that Rabbi Shimon holds that he's potter. Alma nakav le Rabbi Shimon k'sheina makav. Mashvileh. We see that Rabbi Shimon holds that whether it has a hole or not, it's not considered attached to the ground. Hence, Rabbi Shimon holds Yipatu Uriminu. But I'll ask you the following steer. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ein Bein Nokuv L'Shein Enokuv, El L'Hachshir Zroim Bilvad. That when it comes to, the term Hachshir Zroim means that the Zera, the beans, or the plants, whatever type of Zroim it is prepared to accept Tumah. In order for something to be prepared to accept Tumah, it needs to be talush, detached, and not mechubar lekarka. If it's mechubar lekarka, it cannot be mekabel Tumah. We learned that according to Rabbi Shimon, that if the flower pot has a hole on it, so then it's considered attached to the ground, and it cannot be susceptible to Tumah. However, if it does not have a hole, so then in such a case, it can contract Tumah. The Gemara is asking a question on the statement of the Amoraim that it seemed earlier from our Mishnah that Rabbi Shimon holds that Eino Nakuv and Nakuv is the same thing. If that would be so, so then in such a case, we shouldn't say that it makes a difference in terms of Hechsher Zroim. Even if it has a hole in such a case, it should still not be considered Mechubar Lekarka. Just as we had seen earlier that Rabbi Shimon holds that there's no difference between a flower pot with a hole in it and a flower pot without. Amar Lehi answered, L'chol mili Rabbi Shimon kitolish mashvilei. No, really Rabbi Shimon says that we consider it detached from a ground even if it has a hole. V'shani linyan tuma da teira ribsa tahara etzol zroim. Tuma is going to be different because the Torah goes out of its way to say a concept of tahara when it comes to things that grow from the ground. Zera. Shnemar, I'll call Zera Zerua Asher Yizra Tohar Hu. The Pasuk is describing those food items that, those Zera particularly, that are Mukhshar Lekabel Tuma, and it describes it in the context Asher Yizra, which you will plant. Now, it is normal for when we're talking about Zera that are planted, that they start off as something that are talush, as Rashi explains in Dibra Maschil L'chol Mili. And that comes to preclude, since the Torah goes out of its way to say Zeruah Asher Yizra, comes to preclude any type of attachment, even the smallest type of attachment. And that is, even if it's not actually attached, but there's a hole in the flower pot, that's enough to be precluded under the Pasuk Asher Yizra, that's no longer considered Mechubar Lekarka. There was an elderly man that asked Rabbi Zera, Shorish Kineke Nekev Mali Amar Rabbi Shimon. What would Rabbi Shimon say if the root is right by the hole? Would he be moda in such a case that's considered Mechubar Lekarka? Ishtik. So Rabbi Zera did not respond. V'lo Amar Le V'lo Midi. Zimnechada, one time, Ashchei di Yosef Ikamar, he was sitting, Rabbi Zera was sitting, and this elderly man saw Rabbi Zera. Ikamar, and he was teaching, Umoda Rabbi Shimon Shemnike Bichti Taraso, that if it's, the hole is open, Rabbi Zera had taught that if there is a hole, anything that is parallel to that hole, in the plant is tahar, is not considered in a separate rishus, and is considered keneged the karka. Amar le, hashta shorish keneged nekev bol minach. The Zakin says, I don't understand. When it came to a case of where the root was encroaching on the hole, it was coming out of the hole, you are mesupuk, according to Rabbi Shem, whether it's attached. Nike bichdita rasa mibai? To you, it's a davar pashut, that anything that corresponds to the hole is tar? You weren't even sure about the root that was coming out. Certainly, it shouldn't be a davar pashut if it wasn't a davar pashut when it comes to the root. One thing is clear about the teaching of Rabbi Zera in regards to Shita Rabbi Shimon. Umoda Rabbi Shimon Shimnikev Lemata Miravias. That Rabbi Shimon would be moda that's considered attached to the ground. That if there's a hole in the pot, where the pot is not even able to hold a revius on its own, a fourth of a lug, the shear of a kos, so then the pot is not considered a halachic kli. If it's not considered a halachic kli, then it's considered attached to the ground. Now, Rava begins to elaborate on halachos of Tuma v'Tahara in regards to kelim. What kelim are subject to Tuma are considered kelim by themselves, despite their holes, and what are considered no longer kelim. Amar Rava Chamesh Midos Bikli Cheres. There are five types of earthenware utensils. Nikev Kimotzi Mashke. If the hole is only large enough that water cannot stay inside, so then tahar. Then in such an instance, it is tahar. Milatame Gistra. It doesn't create the tumma of gistra. Gistra, Rashi explains on the last narrow line, is a broken utensil, and there are times that a broken utensil can contract tumma. However, if it has a hole in it, even this small hole, it can no longer contract tumma as a gistra. However, if it's a full-fledged kli, va'dayin kli hu likadesh bo mechatas, it could still be used as a kli to create the mayim chayim of the para aduma. Nikev kikoines mashka, if there's a hole that's large enough to have water enter inside, to use as a spout to have water come inside, then tar mi lekadosh bo mechatas, it can no longer be used as a utensil for the mayim chayim of the para aduma. Vadayin kli hu lahakshir bozroi. However, it's still considered a utensil that it's no longer considered attached to the ground. It's not a large enough hole to be considered attached to the ground. And if there is zera inside, so then in such a case, the zera can contract tuma. Nikev kishorish katan. If there's a hole that's large enough for a small root, tar milahakshir bazram, now it's not a separate utensil from the ground, and a root can now no longer contract tuma because it's considered attached to the ground. Vadayin klihu lekabel bo zesim. But it's still considered a utensil for the status of receiving olives. What that is referring to is the following. A kli itself can be subject, of course, to tuma. When is a kli no longer considered a kli that it's no longer subject for tuma? So the Mishnah in Kalim tells us that for different utensils, there are different shiurim. When it comes to a kli cheres, when it comes to an earthenware utensil, then an earthenware utensil that has a hole that's large enough that if you put an olive inside, the olive will fall out, no longer is considered a kli, and it can no longer contract tuma. Tuma is only given over to a keli. If it's a shever kli, except for the case of gistera, then it does not contract tuma. However, there's another madrega. Vadayin klihu lekavel bo rimonim. It could still be considered a utensil if he had designated this earthenware utensil to accept pomegranates. Now, pomegranates are larger than olives, and therefore, if a pomegranate will not fall through the hole, it's still considered a kli. Nikev kimotzi rimonim tar mikulam. If, however, it has a hole that even a pomegranate will fall through, then it will not contract tuma. Ve'im hukaf tzmid psil ad sheyifchas rubo. However, if we're talking about it contracting tumah inside an ol, so then the only way it will contract tumah is if the utensil is open. If there is something that is closing above it, then in such a case, it will not contract tumah. Bezer Hashem, on tomorrow's daf, we will analyze the im hukaf samid psil. We will stop Bezer Hashem over here. This concludes our daf tzadi hey in Mesechta Shabbos. I had a bonus that I was zocha to speak with one of my talmidim early on in the morning, and we were zocha to chap, who's become a chassan, and I was able to chaperayin the daf right before shachris. We conclude over here daf tzadi hey, and be'ezer Hashem, I hope to post in a short while the halacha from the daily daf.